All right, limited docks and hamstrings. Swearinger back full. We're the rest of the guys.
When did Doxson, did he injure himself in practice or was this during the game?
He's just been tight, precautionary this time of week.
When you prepare for this game, obviously Sean has a lot of familiarity with you. You know a lot of his philosophies as well. How do you approach this when you guys both know each other so well?
Well, we have to approach it, study what they've been doing, and understand that they have very good offense. They're very efficient on offense when they're in positive down and distances. So we have to figure out ways to get them in third and long and then make them one-dimensional like every week. It never changes. But they have a very good running game with Todd Gurley. They got different weapons on the outside that can hurt you. Jared's playing efficient football right now, obviously, after one game. So, you know, I think the amount of formations, the keepers, the play pass, all that stuff is very, very good when you have a lead or you're in favorable down and distances. So it's tough to stop. You got to get after the quarterback. That's the only option.
Does it put you at a disadvantage because he knows your offense so well?
Our offense? No, not at all. It's the same thing for us. You know, when you're one-dimensional and you're letting their five rushers rush, it's going to be tough because they have four or five or six or seven of them that can really get after the quarterback, similar to last week, different fronts, but very, very good pass rushers with Donald and Quinn, and the list goes on and on. So Connor Barwin, so, you know, we have to be able to be balanced, keep them off balance somehow.
This is kind of a follow then on the challenge of facing, I mean, he calls you his mentor and he's your protege, and of facing and getting ready for a coach that knows you so well. Have you done it before? And you've been on the other side before.
Not really. Not like this. You know, he's, you know, we played Cincinnati in a preseason a little bit and London last year. We knew them quite well, but none of that matters. You know, you don't know what they're going to run anytime. You know, I know he's a good football coach. He'll have his team ready. That's all I know. So we have to treat this like another game. We have to go out and try to figure out a way to get our first win on the road, which will be tough. But I think our guys will bounce back and make a good game out of it.
Jay, this is the first of three West Coast trips that you have this season. How are you going to approach this? And is there something that you're kind of tinkering with to try and figure out if there's a way that works best for you guys going forward?
Yeah, we've you know, talked to sleep specialists and all that. We're going to tinker with the schedule a little bit, try to get them some more sleep. For the most part, it's a business trip. It's a long trip. We understand that. The most important thing is to try to get them the rest that they need to be efficient on Sunday.